Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And a great Thursday afternoon to you on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Kevin Herr, who lives vicariously through everyone else, joins me.
Tebow time, 3:06.
Yes, indeed. And now an official member of the New York Jets, and now the soap opera is the New York Jets begins in earnest.
It's just going to get good now. I mean, it's going to even be better than last year. I mean, they already had turmoil in that locker room, and now it's going to be even worse when they announced that Tebow's the backup, and now the backup wants out.
Well, I don't blame Drew Stanton for wanting out. No, I mean, I mentioned that off the top yesterday. Drew Stanton had just signed with them, and there's just no way he's going to be able to sit there and say, well, gee, this is great. I can't wait to be a part of this. You're not a part of anything. Yeah, I mean.
And then everybody's talking about, well, what happens when Sanchez throws the pick or throws an incompletion? There's going to be boos. Well, guess what? There were going to be boos anyway. It's not going to matter who the backup quarterback is. They're still going to call for the backup, no matter who it is.
Well, here's the issue. The issue is this. Number one, the New England Patriots are still the New England Patriots.
That's true.
And that's still the team they're chasing. And they still have Tom Brady. And number two, the Buffalo Bills have been able to get better in the offseason. That's their division. That's their division.
Thank goodness Miami's still there, though.
Well, that's two wins.
Right. Exactly.
And I know that you've noticed my tweet from last night.
I did. That was good.
You are in a state of shock that I actually went on the Twitter account and I tweeted.
I was so moved when I got that tweet. It actually woke me up. I got that tweet.
It woke you up. The first one I sent, you didn't. You had no reaction. Didn't even know I sent it.
No, I didn't. But I did get the Tebow trade done. Kevin Herr sleeps well tonight.
Yes, I did send that out to the masses yesterday. It was my thrill to tweet that to the world.
And we're a better world because of it.
Are you sure?
Well, we're not worse, I can tell you that.
Dr. Robert Lombardi, by the way, from the PIAA, is going to join us in the second half hour tonight. The PIAA basketball championships are going to be here at the Bryce Jordan Center in State College. Tomorrow, four games tomorrow. Games at noon and 2 tomorrow, 6 and 8 tomorrow night. Saturday, noon and 2, and then 6 and 8 Saturday night. Some intriguing matchups, and I can't get into specific names, but a couple of guys that Penn State's been involved in on the boys' side recruiting.
So a possible preview of where they may be playing in the future.
Well, we'll see.
Right.
And, well, we're looking forward to it. Should be great. Our number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, as Herr ties his shoes.
Well, all right, I'll start the topic off. I want to go back to the Saints discussion from yesterday.
I can't wait.
But here's why. Now, they've already had the coaches' fines and all that and the suspensions and so on and so forth and draft picks being taken away. Now the players are coming up, and that's where it involves the rest of the NFL. When the players are involved, not just the Saints. This is going to involve a few teams, depending on how they decide to penalize players, because some of those players aren't with the Saints anymore.
Very true. They are not. But the organizers were taken care of.
Right. I mean, they started there, but they're depending on how many games. I don't think you're going to see a full year suspension for players, but you may see a couple. You may see the four game suspension.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I was caught off guard by the Sean Payton part. I thought he'd get four games, which, by the way, is the standard drug policy in the NFL. Of course, that's a collective bargaining agreement portion of it. But It is, I thought that's what he'd get. I thought he'd get four games because that's been the standard NFL suspension. What, an entire season? No pay? April 1st to April 1st?
$8 million it's going to cost him.
He gets no pay. And he's not like you with such major investments, he could weather it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Everybody, I mean, no, I talk to Barty all the time. She tells me, he says, you should see what he drives. I'm like, yeah, I know. Unbelievable what this show has done for you financially. People have asked me over the, you know, have asked me over the past few weeks, what has the Steve Jones Show meant to Kevin Herr? I said, millions financially.
Yeah, which reminds me, it's time to negotiate again. But anyway, we'll talk about that, because we'll talk about that next free agent signings.
Yes, well, I understand that the, you know, when I mean, look, I mean, the website, I mean, you only wore that orange shirt and that goofy tie just to kind of give us the effect that you're not rolling in it.
You love that shirt, admit it. 1-800-795-9565. Bail me out with a phone call, please.
I would burn that thing if I were you. In fact, if you want, we can go over to Mathewson Stadium and we can have a shirt burning.
I used to have to wear a bright orange shirt like that doing sidelines so Doug could see where I was at and know where I to look for me.
Do you have to see where your sideline person is? You just go down to him. He talks.
No, he just wanted to make sure I was awake. That's where that was the whole thing.
It's a football game. I mean, does Bartlett have to wear a bright shirt so that you guys find her?
That's a good point.
Does she?
Well, I blend in with a lot of the linemen at Bucknell because I'm about the same size.
Oh, boy.
Without the pads.
And admittedly, the long blonde hair, she sticks out.
That's right.
I see. Wow. Some show this is. 1-800-795-9565. Dr. Robert Lombardi, Associate Executive Director of the PIAA, is going to join us after the news at the bottom of the hour to talk not just about the PIAA basketball championships, but also we're going to touch on several issues with the PIAA, the lack of East versus West matchups. We're going to talk about whether they've thought about moving basketball into a semifinal final round. You know, because when you're talking about the economic impact on an area, right, people popping into town, going to the game and popping back has an impact, but nobody's staying overnight at a hotel. Nobody's getting extended meals as well.
A great example of that were what we talked about yesterday with the swimming and diving championships here at Bucknell.
Great venue. Incredible pool, well-run championship at Bucknell. But at the same time, you come in for the event, you hang at the pool almost all day, and maybe get a meal and leave. True?
Well, there were a lot of carryover events that I think we did. There was some overnight stay involved because it was, if I remember right, a three-day affair. Right. So there was a little bit of carryover, but you're right. Some of those events went and finished up in the same day.
Right. And if that happens, you don't get the same effect. You just don't. So we'll talk to Dr. Lombardi about that after the bottom of the hour. Kevin's also submitted a series of great questions for Dr. Lombardi as well. True?
Sure. I did, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember what I asked. Well, we talked about this a couple of days ago. So
neither does he.
Yeah, thanks.
He also wanted to know, he's also now signed up for Twitter, too. He's all over the show.
That's
wonderful. He's all over the show now. 1-800-795-9565. It's the NCAA basketball tournament tonight. Also, I want to get back to a topic I discussed yesterday. For you as a fan, what resonated with you more? Tebow being traded after the backwash of the Manning signing, or what happened with the Saints? From a fan point of view, what resonated with you more? What interested you more? Sean Payton being suspended for a year as the head coach of the Saints, or Tim Tebow? And again, there's no wrong answer here. I just want to hear what you have to say. And we started this yesterday, and I'd like to continue that today. Which story actually for you as a fan made you sit back and go, oh? Which story made you sit back and say, well, I'd like to learn more about that? Now, I already know the her answer.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Tebow, a simple one.
Tebow time is 16 after.
That's right. Tebow time, 316.
Tim Tebow time. So, and again, there's something about him that resonates with fans. It resonates with fans. He, for whatever it is about him.
I can tell you what it is. He's a likable guy. There's nothing to dislike about him. You know, and if you do dislike him, it's only because you dislike him because he's gotten a lot of media attention.
What's there to dislike about Peyton Manning?
Nothing. I don't think Peyton Manning's any different. I do put them in the same category. The only difference is one's at the beginning of a career or a potential career, one's at the end of a career.
You can argue that since Bob Knight left, that the single, let's see, the single greatest personality and possibly most important person in Indiana was Peyton Manning. More than any politician or anything else, because
the money
he gave back, the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, the various charities, the Payback Foundation, and so forth. You know, is very, very important. And plus, really, they have Lucas Oil Stadium because of him. I mean, you can argue that he's done all that.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's any different than Tebow for the same type of idea. Both of them are likable guys.
Except on a national level, Manning is looked at as a great quarterback. Tebow seems to cross all those lines. And if you say anything that is analytical about him, I didn't say critical, I said analytical about him, people criticize you when you analyze how he plays.
And that's a good point.
Yeah. The other day I said, well, it's, I prefaced it, everything I said by saying the other day, that I know it's only his second year. This is the National Football League. This is the big boy league, okay? And to play quarterback in this league, it takes some time. It takes some doing. Yet when you try to analyze Tim Tebow and you then get to the parts where he needs to work on, well, you sit back and go, hey, yo, wait a minute, slow down. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Eli Manning. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Drew Brees. But then again, he's only in his second year. Drew Brees in his second year wasn't there yet. Aaron Rodgers in his second year was watching Brett Favre. Now, Manning in his second year was starting to make Indianapolis better. Okay? Brady in the second year was starting to take off, but these are the elite guys, and Eli Manning, it took him a little bit. He really came of age finally, Eli Manning did, in the first Super Bowl run to Super Bowl 42 in 2007, where they had to win three games on the road and then stop the Patriots' 18-game winning streak in Glendale. That's where Eli Manning came of age. It took him time to get there. So it takes time. But yet, if you say anything analytical about Tim Tebow that is not positive, people think you're piling on. You being a perfect example.
Well, there's probably one quarterback that came out of the gate and made an impact the instant he walked on the field in recent memory. Now, this is debatable, I agree. But the one that pops in, not because I'm a Steeler fan, but it's Ben Roethlisberger, because he won so many games as a starter right out of the gate. So that's one you could say that made an impact immediately.
To a point. He managed the game.
Well,
he made the position better, but he managed the game. The first Super Bowl, he was not the reason that they won.
No.
Okay? It was a lack. He made relatively few mistakes.
He didn't lose the game.
Right? He didn't lose games for them. I mean, I'm talking about any game. He didn't lose games for them. He played well enough, and they had a great running game.
Well, and that's also a credit to the coaching, because they did what they needed to do to his strengths. Yes. They set up a success.
And the second Super Bowl they won, he was a primetime player. He was the man when they needed him. All right? I mean, and that's just the difference of maturity, growing up, getting better. You would go from a game manager making relatively few mistakes because the game is, you know, goes from 100 miles an hour down to 70, down to 50, down to 40, but it's still about 30 when you're playing in the postseason, to then getting to the game where it's going about 10 to 15 miles an hour and you have total control about what's going on all around you. And that's what he became. Tebow in time has that opportunity. I said the best time to evaluate where he is and whether he is an NFL caliber quarterback is after his fifth year. And I think that's a very fair statement.
Because after this year, everybody's going to have a load of time to prepare for him. If he were a starting quarterback, defenses would have plenty of time to prepare for him. The one advantage, though, that the Jets do have this next year by putting him in the Wildcat is you actually have to spend a lot more time defensively planning against that than you would if it were just, as you said yesterday, a running back at that slot.
It's completely different. That's why when Brad Smith ran the Wildcat for the Jets, he did cause preparation problems for defensive coordinators because Brad Smith gave you the threat of throwing the football. Former Missouri quarterback, everybody knew it. Great athlete. Tebow also will give the Jets that component that you'll be able to put in a package of plays for him. Now, if you're Mark Sanchez, you miss three passes in a row. Guy up in section 122 at MetLife Stadium is saying, how about the Tebow dude?
But I think that was going to happen anyway. I don't think it matters not if it was Tebow or anybody else.
So in other words, they'd be screaming, I want Drew Stanton. They don't even know in New York who Drew Stanton is.
Yeah, they'd scream anybody other than Sanchez
The difference between me and a New York Jets fan is I've actually seen Drew Stanton play in person. Our number is 1-800. He played at Michigan State. Right. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Jump in on the conversation. Love to hear from you. Bottom of the hour news, then Dr. Robert Lombardi from the PIAA as we continue with the Steve Jones Show, Kevin Herentow, after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
This is William Payne, music director and conductor of the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. You're listening to perhaps the greatest work by one of the world's foremost composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Requiem was Mozart's last composition, and the chorale will be performing this tremendous masterpiece at our upcoming spring concert. And we'll be joined by the SVC Orchestra, plus four world-class guest soloists, Kristen Dubenian-Smith, Caroline Wara, James Barbato, and Timothy Lefevre. Please join us for what promises to be a dramatic, audience-pleasing event.
Don't miss the Susquehanna Valley Chorale's performance of Mozart's Requiem, Saturday, March 24th at 7:30 and Sunday, the 25th at 3 o'clock, Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury. Tickets online or at the door. Visit svcmusic.org. That's svcmusic.org.
Stop into Lowe's today for the Lowe's Floor Event and get great values on flooring products for the entire home, like 13 by 13 beige ceramic tile now for just 57 cents per square foot. And take advantage of $397 whole house basic installation on any laminate flooring, $2.98 per square foot or more. Plus, find in-stock Stainmaster carpet starting at just $1.04 per square foot. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/26. See sales associate to schedule an in-home measurement. Additional charges may apply.
L-A-M-E! You got such an adult TV, it's lame! So lame!
During the Ultimate Hoops experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $588.
Buy online, pick up today. There's really just no easier way. So fast! So fast!
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
You heard him.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I know it's very important for us, extremely important, to pay proper homage to our sponsors. Every once in a while, though, maybe we ought to let you listen to the chit chat during the breaks.
And no, play that let's back. Not.
Because it's bizarro land sometimes.
I know. I keep trying to turn you in the right direction, but you keep just going off topic all the time on me.
Off topic? Where am I off topic?
Go ahead. What was bizarre about our conversation just a few minutes ago?
He wants to keep talking about who the rookie of the year is.
That's right. I said, say it with me. Rookie of the year in the IRL, or in the IndyCar series, Rubens Barrichello. Rubens Barrichello will be the IndyCar rookie of the year, moving over from Formula One.
You do know attendance at IRL has dropped.
Oh, no. Actually, it's up.
Oh,
so is the TV ratings. They're up as well.
To what, a 1.2?
Well, who cares? They're up. No, both are actually up in the last year. Both attendance and ratings are up. The problem this year is they only have like three oval tracks. And I think that's where a lot of the U.S. fans start to fade away, is when they do too many road courses.
Okay.
Not me, boy. I'll be there.
Oh, I'm not surprised. In fact, you know what would be really cool? If we put you on location at the track.
Actually, can you get me a ride for that race? I want to run the...
I'll send a limo for you.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. That's not what I had in mind, but that's all right. If you have any connections, I wouldn't mind doing the one out in California, the celebrity race. That'd be fun.
Right. Malcolm Moran, by the way, won the Jared Wade Award, which is one of those awards for really lifetime achievement. It's the Jared Wade Award. Uh-huh. So I sent Malcolm an email. I said, congratulations on the Wade Trophy. I said, whoops, sorry. Wade Award. He wrote me back. He says, Steve, I thought Brittany Griner was a lock for that. I never thought they'd pick me. Malcolm and I have one of those relationships. We're going to get the man on next week. Talk about the Final Four. He will be in New Orleans on Wednesday. And we'll be our humble correspondent from down there with Dr. Girardi. Meanwhile, Kevin has something lined up with the IRL Rookie of the Year. News is next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Kevin Herr in tow. And we welcome everyone to the Chateau. High atop the mountain, overlooking the valley. Kevin Herr, who gets to pick any vehicle at Sunbury Motors he wants, joins us.
Sweet. I like that idea.
Kevin, tell everybody hello.
Hi. How was that? Was that good?
My goodness. Sliding down the mountain as quickly as we can. All right.
At least we're consistent.
The PIAA basketball championships are going to take place at the Bryce Jordan Center tomorrow and Saturday. Four games tomorrow. Noon and two afternoon session tomorrow. 6 and 8 on Friday. Noon and two. On Saturday, the 2 o'clock game features a couple guys that are considering Penn State, by the way. six and eight on Saturday night, including the Quad A championship between the fourth-ranked team in the country, Chester, and Lower Merion, which last night beat Erie Cathedral Prep at Wingate, which is the home of Balta Gloria High School, which is about 15 miles from State College. I mean, that... Lower Merion won, went back. Now they're coming back up here, but I don't think they mind too much. We're joined by Dr. Robert Lombardi, the Associate Executive Director of the PIAA. Dr. Lombardi, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Steve. It's Bob. Thanks for being so nice, though.
Bob, I just want to make sure that we do this in a formal way first, and then we'll settle into the informalities of life.
Steve, you know I have a face for radio, so formal doesn't help.
I'm not even sure I have a face for radio, Bob. They just let me go on here anyway. So let's get to the PIAA's taking place at the Bryce Jordan Center. You've been very fortunate over the years to have many outstanding venues and hosts. In recent years, it's been the Bryce Jordan Center. What has the BJC brought to the table that the PIAA and the participating schools like?
Well, the schools love it, and a couple quick reasons are these. All the locker rooms are the same. They have entry right in the back door. Everything's accessible to them. The biggest thing that we've always heard is it's the biggest game of people's life, and they don't have enough time to warm up. With the auxiliary gym, each team gets at least a half an hour and a couple baskets. It takes all that angst away prior to a championship game, and then we still give them 15 minutes on the court. It is absolutely fabulous. Along with, we can put the fans right down either behind their teams or right across in the lower bowl. You have the French pastry of the ribbon board and all the high-tech action that the BJC allows. And, you know, it really lets the players and schools feel like they're in the big time for a day, and they should be because it's a state championship.
It is a state championship. It is a big, big deal. How have you felt? Obviously, schools bring their own fans. But to help fill the seats, obviously, people in this area, have they done their part, in your opinion, to give it that big-time atmosphere beyond the fact of beyond participating schools?
Well, I think, you know, that's a tough question to answer this way because of the economy. We've noticed across the board in all our events, so a lot of our walk-up crowd, a lot of our local crowds have been down. You know as well as I do, Steve, we're on statewide TV. So instead of people driving up and spending a day seeing a couple ball games, unless it's perfect weather, and then if the weather gets too nice, people are outside doing yard work, playing golf, doing the other activity. So I think the Convention Visitors Bureau has done an outstanding job. The people at Penn State are fabulous. Amy O'Neill, Al Carotis, and all the crew, Bob Hauer, all those folks are fabulous. Kevin Kozak, you can't beat them. But, you know, I think the teams have a lot to do with it. And we've seen the economy affect us across the board. So I would say, Steve, yes, the community has embraced it, but we haven't seen big numbers in attendance.
Exactly. Bob, the next part is, and let's talk theory for a moment. You look, for example, the NCAA basketball tournament tonight. Wisconsin plays Syracuse in Boston. The other half of the doubleheader is going to be Ohio State-Cincinnati. Then the two winners will meet Saturday in the regional final for the right to go to the Final Four. Has there been any thought formatically about bringing both the semifinal and the final to the same site and staggering it like that, or is there great comfort with how it's being done now?
No, that's been talked about, and here's the big rub in that. Now you're driving schools to a facility where they have to stay overnight for sure, and you're causing more cost to schools. And instead of drive in, drive out for a semifinal someplace where hopefully it's in the eastern part of the state. This year we had an awful matchup as far as geographics. You couldn't get any farther away than Cathedral Prep and Lower Marion. I mean, you talk about two diametrically opposed spots, but that's just the way it worked out. But to bring four schools in, and two of them obviously are not going to advance, are going to go home. You're causing schools which have limited and tight budgets now to go overnight and more travel, food, and all those things. That has been the biggest downside of that at this point. However, we have looked at regionalizing the tournament itself and possibly naming sites up front that you could market it that way. That's something that's always been on the table that we've discussed in the steering committee, but it really hasn't been a starter because, again, the cost of the individual school.
The PIAA does a great job with the championships across the board, whether it's wrestling, boys, girls, basketball, baseball, softball, swimming, which I believe has been at Bucknell, obviously what happens at Hershey Park Stadium. Give us an idea of how the PIAA feels about how the championships across the board and all of them are being conducted and the comfort level you have with how the championships are conducted in general.
Well, I think we're always looking to improve. We're always looking to make the product better. And the best part of the product are the athletes, their coaches, and their communities. Let's face it. That's you can't put a price on that. It's just great to see high-level play. However, you know, we think our tournament administration is terrific. We think we do a pretty good job. We're always tweaking, trying to get it better, make changes that make things better. Sometimes they work out very, very well. Sometimes they don't work out as well. We've added some championships like the boys and girls lacrosse. We're looking at adding competitive cheer next year. So we're trying to give the schools what they want based on their desires. But we will, as you know, Steve, and you're kind about your words about our events, but the championships are our yardstick. It tells the success of the organization based on how well we do in championship events.
No question. And I think a lot of people would agree that you've done extremely well with it. And I know the people here at Penn State have been very impressed with the PIAA whenever they've had, for example, the swimming championships were here at one point. Now there's softball and baseball. Now there's basketball that's been here. At one point, I think tennis was here along the way. And everyone's been always impressed here with the PIAA part of it. Now,
maybe you remember the first football championship.
I do. It was
1988,
Beaver Stadium. There were 10,000 people in there, and Beaver Stadium in 1988 had 84,000 seats. So there were 74,000 people cleverly disguised as empty seats.
Well, if you're saying there's 10,000, I'm in with you.
I was there, Bob. I was there. I covered the game. I thought, well, this will be interesting to see. I went, okay. No, that's what
it was true. Oh, I mean, it was a great start for us. I mean, we had four satellite sites that year, and you know, it was the start of a march to what we believe is our purest tournament. It's a champions tournament only football.
Right.
If you're a champion, you advance, and if you're not a champion, you stay home. And that in the purest sense, is great competition. So we like the way football has been working out for us, especially since all the activity now is on the field.
Right, no question. In basketball, you look at the matchups. So you take, for example, Archbishop Carroll, Oakland Catholic. I mean, there's an east-west feel in some of them. But then you get Chester Lower Marion, for example. In terms of how, and there are certain divisions it's very difficult to do. Give us an idea of the difficulty of sometimes you just, east-west just isn't, I mean, if Prep had won, it would have been, but the difficulty of east-west working out, especially now because so many logistics have changed and so many school districts have changed.
Yeah, and what has happened is, take Quad A boys, you know, you have eight teams from District 1. And with the onset of the Philadelphia schools, they have a large number of schools. They pick up four qualifiers. So out of a 32-team bracket, you have 12 from a suburban area. So, and then when you work into the mix, if you have four teams from a district, you get a qualifier. it's kind of tough to make that pizza, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had a proposal in front of the board a couple years ago about saying, hey, look, we're going to mandate East and West. But then what happens is you're sort of Jimmy in the bracket, so to speak, because you're giving some people that have lesser qualifiers a less number of schools to get through than the other ones to qualify to the championship game. So that was tough because it was an unequal treatment type of thing compared to every other bracket. So, Steve, it is a challenge. It's something that we look at on a two-year cycle, and it goes through a six-month, three-reading disposition of our board of directors. So it's pretty well tweaked and researched and scrutinized. And right now that's the best we got based on number of schools and proportional representation.
Exactly. And that's why I asked the question, because people will ask that question, you know, and would like to hear an answer. You gave exactly the answer why. Because if you do it in a certain way, you're just opening the door for somebody to have actually an easy path in, and somebody else has to fight their guts to get there.
Well, if you take the bracket that we had this year, there's 8 teams from the historical West. Just 8 teams and 3 play-in games. So you have 11 teams vying for those 8 spots to get in. And the rest of the bracket's all East.
Right. And that, you know,
and then that's
it is what it is.
There. Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
And what did the guy do in Hoosiers? 10 foot, 15?
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's go play.
Bobby Plump hit a shot. He actually was at an Indiana basketball game I did. You have to be kidding me.
Hey, you know, he's still revered there.
Oh, I know he is. Oh, I go. Believe me, I have to. You know, I've been to Indiana what 3-4 times in the past how many months? And believe me, he's very, very much revered. And I actually did a game in Hinkle Fieldhouse once years ago.
Oh man, that must have been great. That must have been just absolutely fabulous. You know, being from a small town like that, a gym that was 66 feet long,
right,
where the center circle and the top of the key almost touched. I understand that.
Exactly. And a lot of people understand that and get that. Now you have games in the Bryce Jordan Center. You mentioned in your original answer about the big time feel of it. Give us the importance at least to the committee, of the big time feel of it, because the student athletes would deserve that.
Oh, absolutely. And our schools, I have yet to find a school, a coach, or anyone that has come in there and hasn't felt that isn't, you know, the Taj Mahal. They've loved it. The treatment from the host to the staff is second to none. That head table you have with your scorers and timers is the best.
Yeah.
They are the absolute best. And they help game administration so well. But the schools just come in and they're treated like kings and queens for a day. You know, not a bad way to go to end your career if you're a senior, and that's your last game, win, lose, or draw, and there's sting when you lose. But you know what? When you're 40 years old or 30 years old and you look up and you see that silver medal is in your house, it's not too bad.
No, it's not. And at the same time, you are playing for a state championship in a significantly large state for a title that has – depth of athletes in basketball, you should be in a big-time stage.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, I would love to see us fill that one time. I mean, I'd love to see if we could just get 12,000, 15,000 there. It'd be crazy. Yeah. Can you imagine that atmosphere? A funny little story, you know, the first time we were there, we forgot to tell the teams that we were going to turn out the lights and put the spotlight on them. The first young player that was introduced, she did a 360 and got all confused and ran right into her coach. we're so apologetic. We're sorry. We forgot to tell you.
Well, there are going to be some great matchups. And to be honest with you, and I can't, as you know, it's an NCAA violation for me to talk about specific student athletes because of the job I have here. But there is one matchup at 2 o'clock on Saturday that might feature a couple of future Nittany Lion players. So I think I'd pass that along. And Chester, which is unbelievable, they're fourth ranked in the country, undefeated, have rolled through their schedule the way Sherman rolled through Atlanta. They get Kobe's school, Lower Merion, for the title on Saturday night. Maybe that's the time we see the kind of crowd you're talking about. I'm hoping so. What about the ticket?
Well, if anybody wants to see great basketball, I mean, this weekend you're going to see some great players and some great teams. I mean, it is just for $8, you can't get that entertainment. And just to be around the students and excited about it and their communities and moms and dads, and it's just great. It's just great atmosphere.
No, it is. It's priceless atmosphere. I mean, it's great to have them in there. And again, $8, you get to do that. Jordan Center box office available. Can people get tickets in advance, Bob? And if so, how?
Yes. All they have to do is contact the Bryce Jordan Center, and there's tickets available as we speak. I believe there is even a number in the lower bowl. A good number in the lower bowl. And we'd love to have you come out. We'd love to have you be part of our experience. And let us know how we're doing. And if we're not, if there's something we can tweak up and make it better, hey, we're listening. Let's make it better, because it's all better. If more people come, it's a better experience for the schools and their athletes, and it just makes a better experience for everybody all around.
Afternoon sessions are noon and 2 on Friday, Saturday. Evening sessions are 6 and 8 Friday, Saturday. And it's a great rundown of teams and games. And, Bob, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show and talking about the PIAA. I think you gave us great insight into some of the issues that you've talked about and the issues that you take seriously, because I think people need to hear things like that.
Well, you're very kind. And Steve, I can't thank you enough for allowing me to come on and try to get the message out. I think it's important that people... Nothing we do here is cast in stone. Everything's a work of in progress. We're always trying to be progressive and look better at what can we do better. We go and talk to other states and see what they do and stuff. You know, Kentucky, they play a semifinal in the morning, come back and play a championship at night, and they love it. They're packed to the hill. If we did that in our state, they'd lynch us. To have two championship games in a day, a semifinal and a final, well, that's crazy. But that's how it's different in states. But you learn from that.
Dr. Robert Lombardi, thanks so much. Associate Executive Director of the PIAA. More of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Check your paper for Kohl's annual spring open house flyer and get great savings while supplies last. Cut out the coupon for your free Kohl's reusable shopping bag and get 20% off anything you can fit in the bag.
Get the 18-volt cordless electric WG gas trimmer and precision edger, $119.99 everywhere else, now just $69.99 at Kohl's.
Time to fill the deck with a Fisher Island 32-inch table and 4 stacking chairs. 5 pieces are just $99.
Just when you thought prices couldn't get any better, they get dirt cheap. Like Scott's Topsoil, 75-cubic-foot bag, just $0.99 a bag, limit 6 bags.
Did you sign up for your special offers yet at kohlshardware.com? Enjoy special offers just for signing up. Be a friend and like us on Facebook.
Now, Kohl's Hardware is more than just your neighborhood hardware store. Oh, we're still right around the corner with over 15,000 name brand products. But now, you also have great offers waiting for you online. Sign up at kohlshardware.com.
Come on home, your hardware store. Come on home to Kohl's.
If you have filed your income tax and you're waiting for it to hit your bank account, get down to Front Street Motors at the wall in Sunbury, because we're going to match your refund up to $3,000 on your next car, truck, van, or SUV. If you don't have any money coming back, we're going to give you $500 down. If you have damaged credit, we're going to get you financed. The last vouchers went out in the mail. If you didn't get one, come down to Front Street Motors. We have extra here. Saturday at 3 o'clock, this program is going to be officially over. And don't forget about our service. We got Butch Buck, Jimmy Sikorsky, and the crew. Stop by. No appointment necessary. Or call 286-9718.
And don't forget, this Saturday, folks, income tax matching ends. You got to get into Front Street Motors this Saturday by 3 o'clock. Front Street Motors at the Wall, Sunbury.
It's a feeling you get when everything's just right. At Front Street Motors.
March means not basketball. It's Susquehanna Heartland Wine Trail Month with Shade Mountain Winery. All through March, enjoy live entertainment each Saturday with local live bands and fun food pairings throughout the weekends. Admission is free with a wine trail ticket or pay a cover charge at the door. And don't forget to sample and purchase Shade Mountain's fine wines while you're there. It's a great escape from cabin fever and a terrific way to bring in spring. Shade Mountain Winery, Route 104 between Middleburg and Penns Creek. See more at ShademountainWinery.com.
Service Electric Cablevision together with CATV Service offers the Ultra Pack Trio for only $118.95 per month. With this Ultra Bundle, you get high-speed internet featuring 5 megabits per second, digital phone with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and over 150 digital and high-definition channels. Get all this and more cool features for less than $119 per month. SECV together with CATV serves Danville, Lewisburg, Milton, and Watsontown. Certain restrictions apply. Visit CATVService.com for more details.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude, for you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right. Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Steve Jones Show on a Thursday afternoon. Our thanks to Dr. Robert Lombardi, the Associate Executive Director of the PIAA, for joining us on the show today, talking about many, many issues.
It's nice to get the East-West thing cleared up, though. I always wondered about that.
Right, the East-West thing, and also about maybe going a little bit beyond that, taking the Saturday, the putting four sessions in one spot, greater economic impact, but at the same time, there are also issues for the school districts. I did not get into the public versus private question, but that was my failing for not doing that. It wasn't intentional, I didn't even think about it.
Well, it's something the PIAA has been talked to about for a long time, and they discuss addressing it and maybe creating a 5A for the Philadelphia area schools. But it's also been discussed that they may do it across the board too.
Right, you have an email question?
I do, and it involves the Phillies and the Orioles. Mark Reynolds, infielder for the Orioles, available for trade. The Orioles are shopping him. Is that something that the Phillies could take advantage of and maybe move Polanco from third to second?
Well, he brings power to the table, but he strikes out so much.
Put him and Howard in the same back-to-back, and that could be a very bad inning.
I mean, do you realize that he has struck out 196 times or more 4 times in a row?
He's led the league 4 straight years.
And this is not Dave Kingman. He's not hitting 48 home runs with his strikeouts.
But he did hit 37.
That's nice.
Well, it's either home run or strikeout. There's no in-between.
There is no in-between. There's no in-between with him. This is not a guy, for example, this is not a guy that's going to get a lot of doubles for you. I mean, do you realize he's only had a total of 44 doubles in 2 years?
It's either over the wall or not at all.
I mean, look, when the temperature gets really, really hot, he'll hit one home run in the game and he'll strike out 3 times in such a way where everybody feels a breeze.
At least he's doing his part.
Well, hopefully you can say the same for me.